USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will also be wearing a mask in public spaces throughout. Is it possible that mask mandates are going to make a comeback?
In a Saturday interview with CNN, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases.
If, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, recommends that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation.
I'm Corey Myers.
The U.S. Capitol physician says Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not currently suffering from any serious neurological ailments. In a letter reported Tuesday, Dr. Brian Monahan said he did not see any evidence McConnell had suffered a stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's-related issue. McConnell's health has been in question since a bad bump on the head early this year and subsequent freeze-ups during news conferences. The U.S. government could run out of money by October 1st if a deal isn't reached between Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Top White House economic policy advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC both sides must negotiate in good faith.
If one party is saying we will never raise taxes, even on millionaires and billionaires who pay an 8% effective tax rate, something this president just foundationally disagrees with, we're stuck. So
the White House is working with leaders, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, on another continuing resolution to fund the government at least through early next year. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The leaders of North Korea and Russia are reportedly set to meet on how they might help one another.
North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. National Security Council spokesperson Adrienne Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. I'm Lance Pry.
Another of four Proud Boys leaders convicted of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots is now headed to prison. On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrique Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio was one of four Proud Boys leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. The White House is recommending familiar COVID-19 precautions be taken as the nation moves from summer over to fall and winter. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had some recommendations on Tuesday.
Updated vaccines that will be available mid-September, widely available at-home COVID tests.
She said the Biden administration is encouraging everyone to get their updated COVID-19 vaccine alongside their annual flu shot. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.